Now, the next article in this particular series is carried in the Napa Sentinel of Friday, January 10th of 1992. This particular article, once again, is by Harry Martin, copyright Napa Sentinel, headlined Zodiac, the Manson Murder for Hire Organization. And it reads, "One of the strangest things about the Zodiac case is perhaps the origins of the Zodiac itself. On October 30th, 1966, Sherry Jo Bates was brutally murdered in Riverside. No one claimed responsibility for her murder until 1969, after the death of Darlene Farron in Vallejo. Nearly 2 months after the Bates murder, a teleplay was formed. These teleplays continued the next day and into January of 1967. What was so remarkable about the teleplays is that events in the teleplays parallel signature activities of the Zodiac. The teleplays were in the Batman series starring Cesar Romero and Burgess Meredith as the villains. Episode 65 was entitled The Puzzles Are Coming, and episode 71 was entitled The Zodiac Crimes." Interrupting here, obviously the implication of Harry's account of this is that this may have served as the inspiration for the Zodiac Killer's M.O. Continuing here, "In the Zodiac crimes, disguised maps were used, mysterious letters were sent to law enforcement, the Zodiac symbols were used, puzzling cryptograms were sent to the police, and false clues were provided, even rhymes were provided as clues. But the Batman series was not the only influence used in the Zodiac case. Lyrics from the Beatles and lyrics from the Mikado all became part of the Zodiac M.O. These same M.O.s parallel the discoveries in the Charles Manson case, the same Zodiac symbols, the same lyrics from the Beatles, and the Mikado. Murders were committed during full moons for both the Zodiac and the Manson cases. The Manson murders appeared scattered and unrelated. The Zodiac murders appeared the same, but each had a succinct pattern. Manson's helter-skelter plan was to ignite a black-white Armageddon which would end ultimately in power for Manson and his family. The Zodiac claims to have committed 37 murders. The Manson family is believed to have committed between 35 and 40 murders. Manson, like Zodiac, has been wrapped in a mystique of the occult, but the occult was a ruse. Manson spoke of sex slaves in paradise. The Zodiac letters referred to sex slaves in paradise. The Manson murders took place in the late 60s and the early 70s. The Zodiac murders took place in the late 60s and early 70s as well. In both the Manson case and the Zodiac case, it has clearly been shown that there was a lack of liaison between law enforcement agencies. Manson used the coded message generally from the Beatles' music or his selective prophecies of the biblical revelations. The Zodiac used the same type of coded message. Other experts say that Manson's helter-skelter was not the motivation behind the Manson family murders. The family was simply an organization similar to Murder for Hire. In many of the cases believed to be associated with the Manson family in Southern California, there are remarkable parallel features to Northern California murders. In Sonoma County and in San Francisco, the victims' bodies were hurled into ravines. The same pattern emerges in Southern California. The body of Marina Habe, H-A-B-E, was found on New Year's Day of 1969, 11 days after the Vallejo shooting of Betty Lou Jensen, and David Faraday was found hurled into a ravine on Mulholland Drive. Like the Sonoma County and San Francisco victims, Marina was missing for 2.5 days. At the Manson trial, links to Marina were drawn. A national investigation was launched by Maury Terry, author of The Ultimate Evil, which involves law enforcement and investigators, claims that a team of killers has been established in New York, North Dakota, Houston, and Los Angeles. And they have, one more time, there's an editorial mistake here. A national investigation was launched by Maury Terry, author of The Ultimate Evil, which involves law enforcement and investigators, and claims that a team of killers has been established in New York, North Dakota, Houston, and Los Angeles, and that they have willingly put themselves in the services of others, drug lords, and power brokers in need of reliable assassins. David Berkowitz, who was supposed to be the lone killer known as Son of Sam in New York, belonged to this group, as did Manson. And the group is run by a disciple of L. Ron, by a former disciple, I should say, and the group is run by a former disciple of L. Ron Hubbard, the creator of Scientology. Most of the Manson murders and some of the Zodiac claim murders relate to drugs. The Tate-LaBianca murders were drug-related and a hired hit. A high-powered drug dealer has been stung for a large sum of money and a hit was ordered. What even caused more of a problem was that the LSD marketplace was being upset because the murder victims were dealing outside their established chain of supply. The sale of street drugs is controlled by the Hells Angels, but the upscale distribution is handled by a pyramid-shaped chemical dope organization that includes some very high-ranking members of society and international dealers. Manson was given a contract from these sources to murder Wojciech Frykowski and coffee heiress Abigail Folger, who was helping Frykowski finance European drug dealings. The Manson family believed that murder should be committed near water or places with water names. Check out the Zodiac killings. Murders occurred in Riverside, Blue Rock Springs Road, Lake Berryessa, and a phone call from the car wash in Napa, and Lake Tahoe, a phone call from Springs Road, and a body found in front of the Washington Street fire hydrant. Water was a key to the Manson family murders and the Zodiac murders. In deciphering the Zodiac codes, George Oakes, O-A-K-E-S, used the ancient Jeremiah system of reverse letters and letters that cancel each other out. These same codes were found on the body of Manson's uncle in London in 1969. Taking the Zodiac phrase and the Manson phrase of slaves in paradise, the Jeremiah translation would be Z, H2O, Zodiac, and water. The dates, times, places, and victim links make a definite pattern to link the Zodiac crimes with the Manson family, drugs, and murder for hire. In Vallejo, Darlene Farron was selling drugs outside her jurisdiction and refused to become part of the organization. She knew Paul Stein, the San Francisco cab driver, who was also killed. Paul Stein and Bruce Davis, Manson's chief disciple, lived next to each other in San Francisco. One more time, Paul Stein and Bruce Davis, Manson's chief disciple, lived next to each other in San Francisco. Darlene and Paul may well have been aware of the August 1st deadline Manson had placed on his helter-skelter plan. Evidence seized in Southern California in the Manson family arrests linked the Zodiac to the Manson family. Bruce Davis fits the composite of the Zodiac, was in all the right places at the right time, and fits a detailed description provided by Kathleen Johns. The Manson family Bruce Davis Zodiac Murder for Hire organization is believed to have disposed of Donna Lass, a key link to the house and man at Washington and Maple Streets. If Donna Lass was a victim of a hired assassin, who would profit from her death? Well, once again, let's take a look at some of the similarities in the M.O.s of the Zodiac and the Manson family and the Manson family killings. In the first place, many of the killings were done during the full moon. Again, it should be noted that the occult practices of the Zodiac and the Manson group were basically a ruse. They were to cover other activities. Another similarity is that the killings were supposedly unrelated, but in fact, an investigation proves that they are very closely related, or at least related in a number of ways. Another similarity is that the Zodiac is believed to have committed some 37 murders, and the Manson group some 35 to 40. As I indicated, yet another similarity is that the occult trappings are actually a ruse for other activities. Both killings occurred in the late 1960s and the early 1970s, and both used coded messages. In the Sonoma and the SF murders, bodies were hurled into ravines, and that is very similar to the M.O. used in many of the Manson killings. The concept of drugs and drug dealing appears to have been a major motivation for both the Manson killings and also for the Zodiac killings as well. The Manson and Zodiac believe that murders should be committed near water or places named for water. And once again, let's review from the actual text. The Manson family believe that murder should be committed near water or places with water names. Check out the Zodiac. Murders occurred in Riverside, Blue Rock Springs Road, Lake Berryessa, and a phone call from the car wash in Napa and Lake Tahoe, a phone call from Springs Road, and a body found in front of the Washington Street fire hydrant. And I would note, too, the water was a key to the Manson family murders and the Zodiac killings. I would note, too, that the Jeremiah Code, and I do not know what that is, used by George Oakes, also yielded yet another interesting water symbol here, reading once again from Harry's text. In deciphering the Zodiac Codes, George Oakes used the ancient Jeremiah system of reverse letters and letters that cancel each other out. These same codes were found on the body of Manson's uncle in London in 1969. Taking the Zodiac phrase and the Manson phrase of slaves in paradise, the Jeremiah translation would be Z, H2O, Zodiac, and water. I would also note again that Paul Stein and Bruce Davis, Manson disciple, lived right next door to each other. Darlene Farren, of course, knew Bruce Davis as well, as we've seen in previous articles. So obviously, the fact that Bruce Davis was a very possible participant in some of the Zodiac killings, as well as a documented member of the Manson family, that fits quite logically into the pattern of investigation that we've conducted so far, because there are obviously a number of similarities between the MOs used by the Zodiac killings and the Manson family. We're going to come back. Actually, no, I guess we might as well keep going straight through. We're going to reach now the last of the articles that we're going to be examining. I'm not going to read the whole story. As I indicated, there's much more to Harry Martin's Zodiac series than I've gone into so far. I think most listeners would agree there's plenty to bite on just on what's been covered in the first two installments. However, I'm focusing on these particular connections because the basic focus of the broadcast is the national security establishment and fascism and the Process Umbrella Cult and links between the Process Umbrella Cult and the Temple of Set, which obviously has some national security people in it. That is a reason why I'm focusing on the articles that I've focused on so far. The last article, the conclusion of Harry Martin's Zodiac series, was on a Friday, January 17th of 1992. Once again, this is an article copyright Napa Sentinel by Harry Martin. It's headlined Conclusion. And skipping down into the section about Bruce Davis, although he obviously, from the evidence presented here, was involved in some of the Zodiac killings at the same time, it should be said that Bruce Davis could not have been the perpetrator of some of the Zodiac killings, thus indicating in a hard way the concept that Harry has termed Team Zodiac. Skipping down. But Davis could not be the murderer of Betty Lou Jensen and David Faraday on Lake Herman Road. Davis was working in the Scientology mailroom in London from November of 1968 to April of 1969. Davis turned himself in on a murder charge on December 2, 1970, and has been incarcerated ever since. The Zodiac letter revealing the probable murder of Donna Lass was not mailed until March of 1971. Davis was in prison at the time. In almost every murder Davis has been investigated for, a knife or bayonet was involved. Cecilia Shepherd was murdered with a bayonet. Davis, who can be directly tied to the evidence found by law enforcement officials to the Cecilia Shepherd murder, provides sufficient evidence that there is more than one killer involved in the Zodiac case. Of the seven incidents law enforcement officials related to the Zodiac case, Davis must be at least eliminated from two of them. Davis's handwriting, which the Sentinel has copies of, does not match that of the Zodiac letters. In the Cecilia Shepherd case, Davis apparently cashed in on the Zodiac letters by writing the dates of the Jensen, Faraday, Farren, and Shepherd murders. But the information provided was not detailed. It states Vallejo, 12-20-68 for the Jensen Faraday murders, 7-4-69 and September 27-69, 6:30 by knife. If Davis had full knowledge of the Jensen Faraday and Farren murders, he would have written times and method as he did with the Shepherd stabbing. Davis did live in Northern California at the time of the crimes, and in fact was living in Napa County prior to his surrender for murder. He surrendered himself on orders from Charles Manson. We're going to continue now with Harry Martin's conclusion, and recall, too, that Charles Manson's uncle was murdered in London, that he had Zodiac-type notes all around him, and that the method of his murder was very similar to the Zodiac and Sonoma County killings as well. In talking about the Darlene Farren killing, and by the way, one of the people implicated in the Darlene Farren killing was a now defunct, that's a nice euphemism, a now deceased Vallejo police officer named Petrie. Skipping down once again into the story, Michael Magot was with Darlene at the time of her death. Magot has been in hiding since being released from the hospital. He was also shot several times that night. Magot knows who killed Darlene and is believed to have even set her up. He is in hiding, fearing for his life. In December, efforts by Darlene's sister to visit with Magot resulted in shots being fired into the family's Antioch house. The family dog was killed in the process. A police officer working with the family on Darlene's murder has also been shot at. These shootings took place after the drug community forwarded information on the Farron case, claiming that Darlene was killed because she knew too much about the drug traffic and police connections to that traffic, and because she would not join the drug organization and provide a portion of her sales to them. Darlene Farron was not a victim of the Zodiac. She was a victim, as many were, of the Vallejo-Napa drug community. When the original Zodiac letter was sent claiming credit for the Jensen Faraday and Farron murders, the Vallejo police jumped at the chance. It fit a pattern that would divert attention away from them. The police are in conflict right now. One officer who accompanied Darlene to the hospital in the back of an ambulance says that she was dead at the scene. But two officers who responded to the murder scene state that not only was Darlene alive at the time she was placed in the ambulance, she was also expected to live. She was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital. She died in the ambulance, attended only by a single police officer who was the first on the scene to her shooting and to the Jensen Faraday shootings. This police officer had also dated Darlene. The police investigation of Petrie was inconclusive and was dropped. One of the strangest events associated with Darlene's death was that the passenger door handle was missing at the scene of the crime. Magot could not get out of the car because the door handle wouldn't work. The handle was not on the car when it was impounded by the police. The vehicle was under tight compound security, and on the next day, the door handle had been placed back on the vehicle within the secure compound. So there are a number of interesting things. Once again, recall that there is abundant evidence that although Bruce Davis was almost certainly involved in some of the Zodiac killings, he could not have been involved in at least two of them, thereby confirming the Team Zodiac concept that Harry has been working on. I would also note that apparently this case is still arousing the interest of some of the perpetrators, and that it is by no means a dead issue, no pun intended. Note that Darlene Farron's sister, after attempting to visit with Magot, was fired at. Her dog was killed. I would also note that a police officer working with Farron's family on her murder was also shot at. It's also interesting that once again we see not only firm indications of a drug trafficking involvement with this series of killings, but also the involvement of law enforcement as well, which at least in part may account for some of the serious irregularities vis-a-vis the legal investigations or lack thereof of this particular case. Note that initially Darlene Farron was expected to live, and that there is considerable evidence that she may have been killed by a police officer riding with her in the ambulance. And I would also note too that although the door handle was missing from the passenger side of Darlene's car, and that the car was in a secure police compound, that eventually the door handle was replaced. Now that is pretty unusual stuff, and once again indicating the connivance of elements of law enforcement in the Darlene Farron killing, and quite possibly some of the other Zodiac killings as well. Now, one of the things that we should state here in conclusion as we take a look at the Zodiac killings, recall once again that the late Mae Brussel theorized that many of the violent incidents, the seemingly senseless violent incidents which affected California in the late 60s and 70s, the Manson family, the Zodiac killings, the Zebra killings, the Symbionese Liberation Army, and others, that in fact these may have been perpetrated by elements associated with the national security establishment to do a number of different things. It should be recalled that in this time period, there was widespread protest against the Vietnam War. Large numbers of young people were joining the anti-war movement as well as the so-called youth culture. I personally am pretty cynical about that culture, but it was attracting a lot of attention and a lot of adherence at that time. It should also be noted, too, that the killings themselves, although not that is to say the Manson family killings, the Zodiac killings, the Zebra killings, although not generally viewed as political events, are in fact intensely political. They terrorize the population. They create sentiment for a stronger law and order society, for reduced civil liberties, for greater police powers. And ultimately, this could be seen as establishing a trend heading in the direction of martial law. I would also note, too, that as has been indicated, many of these killings, although apparently random, may very well have been a cover for deliberate programs of assassination. I would also note, too, that organized crime-related activities, many of which are documented to have been dabbled in by elements of the national security establishment, such as the trafficking in drugs, the trafficking in pornography, slave prostitution. Many of these things are associated not only with the Manson killings, but also with the intersecting Zodiac killings as well. Should be noted, too, that as I commented on earlier, that many of these vice-related activities have a profound political application, namely a blackmail. If you can compromise somebody either with drugs or with some sort of sexual activity, at that point, you own that particular individual, whether it's an attorney, whether it's a political figure. From that point forward, the individual can be viewed on as being operating on a leash, as the phrase has it.